What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, December 12th. And first up today, we're going to talk a little alpha with the Keen Dog from Star Spangled Gamblers, which I swear makes more sense in a few minutes after you learn how to bet like a predicted pro, right, guys?
It's actually not date rapey at all, but it sounds right now this, date rapey, but it's not.
This one's long overdue for all of our hundreds and hundreds of listeners that we have been giving mediocre advice to.
So yeah.
This one's long.
We brought in a ringer.
This one's long. The other ones might be a little bit shorter, but we needed to come in strong.
You gotta build the base. Right, you gotta understand we are morons, and yeah. The Star Spangled Gamblers actually know a thing or two about placing wagers on predictions.
He doesn't talk out of his ass.
And we're just trying on this show to help create alpha cash daddies. And so is Keen
Dog. We want to give you money.
So there you go.
That's right. That's right. And after that, we'll have a quick lightning round of other headlines to kick start your Thursday. So let's take it to that alpha corner.
Yeah.
I like it.
Got a lot of corners in this room.
Oh yeah.
Ever. All right, guys, so here we go. Our favorite part of the show, let's talk about gambling on the news. We have pretty much 100% positive feedback from listeners on our main sponsor, www.predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20 to get a free $20 to gamble on Predictit. The only negative feedback is that we're losing people money.
Sometimes. Well, yeah, we're not the best.
We're not the best.
We
everyone
suck.
Loves the fucking, yeah, we suck. But everyone loves the site. We're about like 50%, which doesn't get it cut. In gambling.
Nah,
so,
I did it. We're way below 50%.
Will, just stop. Just give us the 50%. But as promised, as teased, we have Keen Dog from Star Spangled Gamblers, an expert gambler. Welcome to the show, Keen Dog. What's up?
Yo, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Welcome.
Let's win some money. How do we do that?
Yeah, right. Well, we're all only as good as our last trade, right?
We're putting that evil on you, bro. So don't fuck up here.
That's like the pressure. Yo, so probably no one listening in to this right now has any idea what Star Spangled Gamblers is or who Keen Dog, the genius right here is.
Yeah, lay it on
the
us.
Modest genius. Keen Dog, the modest genius.
Lay it on us. We got a play-in for you coming up next time. We're going to have a professional read-in for you.
Yeah. I feel like I got to earn that.
All right.
Anyway, Star Spangled Gamblers, all we do, we're the dudes who are like constantly getting dumped by our girlfriends because we're staying up all night, like doing addies and building models for elections, legislation, stuff like that. So political gambling, that's what we do. We crush the lines. We share what we know with you. Like when my cup is overflowing, like I want it overflowing to your cup. Trickle down, you know?
Nice.
Perfect.
He's a generous cup guy. Reagan style. Trickle down.
Beautiful
economics.
Sentence. And mom. It. Addies or Adderall. That's for my mom.
Is that, are you talking about giving everyone the alpha?
Alpha, if alpha is the only God we worship.
What is alpha? What is alpha?
I don't know. Well, you and I are alpha, Will. I'll tell you that much.
Alpha is how I pretend that I'm like Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. Okay. You know, it's money. It's that's it.
Oh, money. Ring. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go Gordon Gekko, who didn't kill people?
It's cash, it's women, it's power.
Is that a
predictive term? You know, we were raised in the wrong decade. Maybe that's the answer.
Is that like a Wall Street trading term, or is that like a predicted market term?
Well, if I was a Wall Street trader, I would have the grounds to say that, yes, it is a Wall Street trading term, which it is. But, you know, we're alpha, right, dudes? Like, let's get double entendre.
Alpha as fuck. Let's get it.
Means Keen Dog's having a big dick day.
Yeah, let's all have big dick days. What markets should we be gambling on?
It's too cold for that.
So this is like, for those of you who are listening who aren't already gambling on Predictit, first of all, you should be because this is not sports betting. Like, you can find the answer and you can win. And this is a great time because we're like in the season finale of Trump term one. So all this impeachment, like blood and gore, it's tailing off. And that means there's some great easy money locks. We got a lot of them on Star Spangled Gamblers that you can just move money into and learn what you're doing. Hmm. You know, like, do you think that the Democrats are going to bench their impeachment quarterback, Adam Schiff, with the game on the line? Hell no. That's a market unpredicted. You can make 10, 12% on your money just by throwing it in there.
Yeah, what was the market for that exactly? Like, what do you mean by bench him?
Will Adam Schiff still be the House Intel Committee chairman at the end of 2019?
Oh, okay. Man. Yeah, yeah. That's obvious. Easy. Yes, yeah.
It's easy. Will Don McGahn, that's Trump's White House counsel attorney, will he have to testify before Congress in 2019? That's going to the Supreme Court. No way. Again, it's easy money. It's not money.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So what are we talking about margins wise? So like,
because
a lot of our guys, they might be getting into predictive for the first time, seeing like, okay, shit, I want to buy this this contract at 2 cents, so that it pays out, you know, 98 cents.
You're talking about
per
buying
share.
Sure things here.
But that's not the way to win necessarily.
Listen, right now the store's a little picked over. There's been a huge, heavy action week with impeachment. Really, impeachment, by the way, turning into a lock. Sorry to all of you hitting unsubscribe right now for me saying that Donald Trump's going to get impeached, but he is. Also, sorry
that's
to you guys.
That's at 82 cents right now, by the way. So you could get 17 cents a share. That's,
yeah, and if you're a little better at math, that's what, like a 24% gain or something like that by the end of the year. So I don't know. You could invest in the Dow or you could start gambling like a degenerate. It's pretty easy. Pretty easy question for me.
What kind of home runs have you hit on this motherfucker? Like, what's your biggest home run?
Dude, okay, when I first started trading, like, I think everyone gets addicted to gambling because they win early and they think it's always going to be easy.
Yes.
But, like, yeah.
So, and abuse growing up, too.
Yeah. I had a very nice family.
Sure.
Mom, if
must
you're listening.
Nice.
So I was sitting in my apartment and this Brett Kavanaugh shit was going on, and like, and it was just blatantly obvious to me that Brett Kavanaugh was going to be confirmed on a party line vote. And I had no idea why it wasn't blatantly obvious to everyone else. So I just went out and bought, options for him to get 50 and 51 and 52. Those are like different numbers of what the Republican narrow majority was.
Senate confirmation votes, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden I had three times as much money as I had like 2 days before. So, like,
you're a little cash alpha boy, huh? At that point,
yeah, yeah, but
that was the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm a beta boy sometimes too. I've taken a couple bad beats and people who read
my website. I'm gonna put you on the spot here because we were talking yesterday, and big week coming up next week with the debate, and we make some of the markets with Predictit, and some of our listeners do, and some of them are just coming from us. Mainly, I'm talking about the mention markets for Democratic debates. You said you're 100% on those.
100%.
You've that means like
missed.
Will buyback be mentioned? Yes or no? Will Hong Kong be mentioned? Yes or no? Those type of markets you crush. We did take your advice on Hong Kong, and that was the only one I got right last debate. So we're gonna definitely create some of those markets, listeners. You can write them to us. We'll get some of those made, and then we're gonna take King Dog's advice next week. We're gonna get his advice. We're gonna take it. We're gonna make some alpha next week.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
Like I will be shocked if like Cory Booker and Joe Biden don't call me before that debate and ask me what they're going to say. Like,
there we go.
It's powerful.
I like that.
All right. Well, real quick, let's run through some things you think are locks. Let's move through them quick.
Listen. So I told you about some of the small potato stuff that as impeachment winds down. But the next season of American politics is the Dem primary. People, for some reason, love Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg has spent $100 million of his own money. He's polling at like 3% or less. Right now, Predictit, a yes buy on him is at 9 cents. So I'm fading that line hard.
Oh, wow.
I faded it. Yeah.
You're buying certain no's, too. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm taking no on Bloomberg. I'm going to fade that until that price goes to 5 or 6 cents. And if I do a lot of volume, you know, at 3 cents a share for a couple hundred shares, you see how that starts to add up. So that's a lot.
Yeah, cash daddies start to be made. Yeah.
You got to have cash to make cash.
But but when you get down to those low margins like that, down to that close to 1 cent range, when do you need to jump ship if you're buying a lock that's a fade?
Well, I mean, like, here's the thing. To make money by – this is why betting on politics is better than betting on sports. To make money betting on politics, you don't actually have to be right. You just have to be like one plot twist ahead. So you don't have to be an idiot to see that the type of rich people who have brokerage accounts and probably bet on Predictit think Michael Bloomberg is a good candidate. So they're pushing that value up. But like voters don't give a shit. So all I have to do is realize a month or two before everyone else is that Michael Bloomberg is going nowhere. Like I have to. So I don't know who's going to win. Maybe he'll pull a miracle down the road. But I know that the public is going to get woke to the fact that Michael Bloomberg's going nowhere in the short run in the next couple months. And I'll bail out of that position with almost no risk if I'm wrong. Yeah. But I don't even have to be right.
You can double up on him.
Yeah.
Right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Give us one more, and then we got it. We got to take off.
Oh, God, the Hillary Clinton scholarship fund is just fucking keeps me hard all day long.
Wait, the market or just the idea of the fund in general?
Yeah, you're paying for school.
Okay.
No.
You love scholarships, don't you?
That's what I'm calling the market. The trader favorite market is Hillary Clinton running for president in 2020. Mm-hmm. So, like, the good people at Harvard, Harris, or like whatever poll's about to come out, they're always polling Hillary Clinton's name to see how she stands against the rest of the field. She usually does pretty well, and then people rush in to predict it and bet that she's running for office. It's very obviously that she's not running for office. So the no on that has been between 77 and like 81 cents this whole week.
Damn.
Yeah. That's free. Yeah.
So you're saying get that, but then hang on to
buy
it.
That no.
But yeah. Like, wouldn't it, in the same theory, you buy the 20, wait for people to rush in there and get rid of it at 25?
On that one, when do you think it's official she's not going to run? Does it have to be before, like, the February caucuses? Or, like, when does she have to declare by?
Well, they're very astute question. There's the weakness of the bet. So that bet isn't going to pay out until the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee, right. Which I think is in July.
July, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But hopefully that market, like the spread on that market will tighten, you know,
but
February,
March. But the value
March.
Will move down.
Yeah, but it's
yes,
a lock where
you
make 20 cents a share. So
Yeah.
It's a longer one. And then, all right, last market, and then we'll call you back in next week for the debates. Government shutdown, yes or no?
Oh, no. No government shutdown.
Okay. That's at 78 cents right now for no.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah, it's a no, right? I mean, the fact that all this stuff is going through, there's like all these things are getting passed like really, really quickly right here at the end. It seems like they're going to get shit through.
Listen, like Congress and politicians, you can always count on them to do the easy thing. And right now, everyone's energy is really maxed out on being angry about impeachment. Mm-hmm. And they don't really have time to be mad about the budget.
So they're just caving. They're just caving and all agreeing.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday Richard Shelby, Republican senator from Alabama, stood next to Nita Lowey, a Democratic congresswoman who chairs. These are the two Appropriations Committee's chairman. Big group hug. We're gonna get this done. There's just Mitch McConnell has Donald Trump by the balls because the Senate needs to acquit him after impeachment. So Trump's not going to fuck it up the way he did last year when he kind of pulled the plug over the border wall. Like there's nothing structurally to suggest that we're going to see a government shutdown.
Mm, I like that. And that pays out in a week.
But it is structural for us to suggest that we're all going
to
be some hot cash daddies.
We're going to have to be alphaed up. I'm definitely getting in on the no on government shutdown.
Alpha cash daddies for life.
And I'm getting in on it 10 hours before the listeners because we record this the night before. So
No. If you want to be alpha, you fade that line and you fucking you start to sweat. That's a...
But we
not
sweat,
not
we,
on this one.
Yeah, we sweat a lot as
all
is.
All right, so. Keen Dog, anywhere you want to plug real quick?
Well, obviously myself. I mean, we're in the podcasting business, right? Check us out. I'm Keen Dog on Twitter. Star Spangled Gamblers is my home. We cover the news cycle 100% from the perspective of betting and winning. No woke clickbait, no MAGA porn, all alpha. What is happening? What is going to happen?
All alpha.
Love it. Turn it into cash.
Ladies.
I love it. We're going to get you that intro. Gamblers. We're going to get you that intro. We're going to make some money. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That was the Alpha Corner. Mark, take us to the lightning round.
That's where we're going.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt, and I do not apologize for that. Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, 2019, the 19th year of the third millennium and 19th year of the 21st century. It's been a crazy year for sure. I mean, we know. We did like 200 shows covering the daily news events, and it wasn't too hard to find material, now was it?
Something's always happening.
Yeah. Something. It was a crazy year.
I will say Wes said the other week, which he's right, is the news is totally cyclical. It's like every 4 months you can count on some animal mauling someone.
Which we're going to cover every time.
Yeah,
Animal mauling, put it in.
Russian jet gets too close to Alaska.
Right. Plane disappears. Yeah.
Some guy masturbating on someone.
Climate, disaster, shooting, stuff like that. All right, but 2019's ending may be even crazier than it's been, though, guys, with Trump, the big Donald himself, likely getting impeached before it's over. And now, Greta Thunberg. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. I don't know.
Thunberg,
the teen climate activist from some foreign country.
International sensation.
That's right. Has won Time Person of the Year.
Wow.
Yeah. The angry Swiss or Swedish girl. It's one of the two. I feel like they're interchangeable. One has great banks for criminals or used to. One has great chocolate, or maybe they both do. They both have a bunch of tall blondes. They're the same, right? I don't know. Switzerland, Sweden. I don't
Pigtails
know.
Pigtails all around.
I don't know the difference.
How old do you have to be considered a person? That's a bold move to give this
time girl. Time person of the year? Well, it used to be time man of the year.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yes.
And then, what happened?
Now it's person, so it could be anyone. It could be anyone over the age of 1 month.
Country's getting soft.
Right? Anyways, I should take back... let me take back the angry thing, because she has Asperger's, which is a form of autism, and Asperger's is where you can't take social cues, and you know, like, it's diagnosed as autism.
So you're saying you're taking back calling
as
her angry?
As a slight to her, because I get angry, and I haven't been diagnosed with Asperger's yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that's a slight to her. She is angry. Anyways, what am I getting at here? Let's get back to it. Time wrote of Thunberg, justifying its controversial decision. They said she has succeeded in creating a global attitudinal. That's a word, I guess. Attitudinal shift, transforming millions of vague middle of the night anxieties into a worldwide movement calling for urgent change. She has offered a moral clarion. Jesus Christ, time call to those who are willing to act and hurled shame on those who are not. So if you understood any of that, that's why they picked her.
When it was man of the year, they didn't have words like that in there.
No, it was big guy.
Mm-hmm. Tough guy.
Speaking of man of the year, how pissed is Al Gore right now? This guy died on this hill. Like a decade ago.
He was too early.
Al Gore is living some sort of purgatory in this lifetime.
That movie was pretty good, though. What was it called?
An Inconvenient Truth.
And he was on that hilarious, elevator lift. Like, he had that hilarious prop. He was a little too ahead of his time, I guess.
Another steal from Gore.
He invented the internet, right?
Yeah. Also, AOC. No, isn't AOC a little bit upset? Green New Deal really should have been...
Yeah, that leads me to why I think she got it. It was just because she yelled and chastised at the United Nations General Assembly, right?
How did she even get there?
That's got her the win.
I still don't understand how she got there.
Well, it was on like a boat.
I don't
that
mean by boat.
That doesn't use energy.
I don't mean like a sailboat
or something. She came over.
How did she arrive there?
That's off the grid as you can get, a solar powered boat.
Right. I don't know why. That's probably just not even good.
Think about that though. What if you had a solar powered yacht? Nobody could touch you.
That's true, bro. Like, it'd be like a water snow piercer.
Right? Yeah, I mean, like, you would be...
That's an alpha move.
Yeah.
I think that's why that she got it. I mean, she did the, it's not fair that I'm here. I should be halfway around the world in school right now enjoying recess or whatever the fuck.
How dare you?
How dare you? Some boy that likes me should be tripping me in the halls or shooting a spitball at me or whatever they do now, which is probably send dick pics. I don't know. That speech that got her the win.
Come on.
Right?
Yeah. It's the year of telling yourself that, like, hey, I need to look in the mirror and I need to get some things together. So of course you're gonna elect a girl who screams at you that you're a fucking slob, basically.
Right.
That's who's gonna be person of the year.
I'm sure she did other stuff too, but it was that speech mainly. Yeah.
A lot of people glad they have someone to point to that is doing it. That makes them feel better.
Yeah, there you go. Look, I don't hate this pick, to be honest. I'm not a fan of Greta. I like what she stands for with the environment. I don't really like her. I don't really care if you don't like that I don't like her. I'm allowed to like whoever I want. I don't like the package. I like the message. That's fine. So, again, I think that, you know, the two biggest things generationally, next couple generations and maybe even now, are the environment and AI and technology. So if she wants to shout about the environment, I don't have a fucking problem.
Sure,
with
of
it.
Course, of yeah. course. It's not the issues. It's just the menacing glower.
It's the package.
The glare. Right. Yeah, that's.
Was she 14?
16.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah, I know. It's whatever. It's my opinion. It's fine. Let's take it to the internet to see what our internet correspondents think, though. Alexander T. Roll says, nothing more privileged than a white girl who refuses to go to school until the world changes the weather for her.
He's a little bit on the nose with the fact that he's a troll with his name. Alexander T. Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a troll.
Troll. And then Michael Vanden Huevel says, this just goes along with the Democrats' narrative that young people should be allowed to vote. I don't know. That was their thing.
Yeah, they're trying to get younger. You know,
even
They want it to lower the 16. Vote, right? Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. She'd be able to vote then in America, even though she's from one of those Sweden. I think it's Sweden.
They can bang.
This person will be portrayed as the enlightened one that knows what's best for mankind. So that's what Michael Vanden says. And then Stuart Campbell's on the other end of it. And he says, much deserved. Congratulations, young lady. You are an inspiration and a role model. And the comments here are proof that we are a country of weak-minded, impotent men. No wonder Viagra is so popular.
Oh. Mm. Well, it's weird to bring in Viagra when you're talking about an underage girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, I don't need it with her.
Me right? think Stuart yeah. protest doth protest too much.
Yeah, it's a guy. A little bit.
Stuart.
Yeah. Read Stuart. Between the lines there.
Yeah.
A little Stuart. Freudian slip for mm-hmm. Stu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's
if Stuart. Anyone wants to DM me, I get rock hard at Stuart Kempow.
All these little dicked men yeah. around here.
And his profile
don't
is,
believe me.
His profile is just his erection.
I'll show you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, she won.
Okay, well, let's move on to a sad one, guys. I guess we have to cover this one because some of the new developments that came out, and we avoided it yesterday because it's fucking sad. Three civilians, one police officer, and two scum of the earth died on Tuesday when the two gunmen opened fire on a kosher market in Jersey City.
It was two gunmen. I hate that.
Two gunmen, yeah. The two gunmen.
You don't like them having friends.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's just, it adds a layer to it.
It was like a targeted thing is planned out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. And then one of them didn't chicken out. It's like they actually, multiple people went through with it.
It's a lot more planned.
It sucks.
Yeah. So the two gunmen who were killed, a 47-year-old man and a 50-year-old woman, are now reported to have been members or affiliated with the Black Hebrew Israelites and are also the prime suspects in the murder of an Uber driver in Bayonne, New Jersey. So
they sound like an open-minded group.
Yeah. So who are the Black Hebrew Israelites? Well, why are they being identified as such? Well, it's because the male shooter, who will go unnamed, had some ties to them. They are a movement that is known for being extremely aggressive and annoying by preaching their message in urban areas. So probably some nuts on megaphones preaching their ideas.
Weren't they connected? Weren't they the part of the people who were involved with the MAGA hat kid?
Yeah, they antagonized that kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yes,
they were there.
They were the ones talking shit.
Right.
That, hilarious.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And the,
well, not hilarious, terrible that they're now involved in a fucking shooting. Yeah. But like, what I'm saying is, like, these fuckers are back.
You don't hear a lot
again.
Of great stories coming out of the Black Hebrew Israelite camp. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, they're not very organized because the different groups have problems with the leadership, so they all break.
Oh,
off
you don't and, say. You don't say.
Yeah,
they have
yeah,
a.
Yeah.
They
not very organized. So, but they're most well known for their belief that African Americans are the true descendants of biblical Jews, and investigators are likely going to rule this one a hate crime, especially since they found a note in the stolen U-Haul the couple used with anti-Semitic and anti-police messages, as well as similar messages on their social media accounts.
So wait, do they hate I don't get it.
I don't get this don't shit get, either, but they were anti-Semitic because I guess they didn't get the great credit as African Americans.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So police also found a pipe bomb inside the U-Haul, so they were ready to just tear some shit up, and they
That's
did. The victims of these pieces of shit include the store owner's wife, 31-year-old Mindy Ferenz, customer, 24-year-old Moshe Deutsch, store worker, 49-year-old Douglas Miguel Rodriguez, and Jersey City Police Detective Joseph Seals. And, of course, the two gunmen who were found dead inside the store after a long gun battle with police, and the police armored car smashed through the store's entrance. To end the whole thing. So Officer Seals is survived by his wife and five children, and the good people at Barstool HQ have set up a few ways you can help his family. One, you can donate to the fund. Oh, we'll put all this on the blog, some links. As of this recording, and thanks to many generous donations, the fund is at over $60,000 on its way to the $100,000 goal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You can also buy a t-shirt that was specially made to honor the Jersey City Police Department and Officer Seals. And of course, all proceeds from that shirt will go to Officer Seals' family. We will put all those links in the blog.
What a great cause. I mean, this is a guy who served his community for 15 years and then paid the ultimate price dying in the line of duty, protecting his community. So if there's ever a good cause to give to, it's that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So.
All right, guys. The teacher of the Blades Elementary School fifth grade class in St. Louis, Missouri, is on administrative leave after a lesson about market practices in early America went very, very wrong.
I think I know what this story is.
Well, stand by. Strap in, because I'm going to tell you about it. The lesson came in the form of a free market trade exercise where the class of 10 and 11-year-old students were all given different goods, you know, proverbial goods.
Free market trade, Pat.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember the context here.
I know. Yeah. So these
early America.
These
free
goods
market.
Were common in barter and trade in the early 19th century. And anyway, students were asked to place a trade value on the item that they received. Some students were given corn. Other students were given wood. With one student was given a significantly more complicated good to trade. And that good was slaves.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's talking the parlance of their times. She's trying to be, historically accurate with the students here.
What are they going to fucking learn? They've got kids going like in the South to go like pick cotton as a school fucking outing. when is this shit? When are they going to fucking learn that this is just bad idea?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Wes on this one. Like, when we were growing up, the history books told slavery in detail as they should, but they're in a book.
Yeah.
You don't have to act out a fucking play or whatever in the class
and alienate some of the different students who might be black.
Right.
Like, fuck.
Well, it probably didn't help matters that the student that got the slaves was black.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
There you go. Couldn't even plan that out, huh? Couldn't just like, you should cherry pick that.
That would be biased. Well,
well, if there's anything this teacher is, they are not pulling punches. That's for sure.
Right. It's like hey, Timmy, how'd you find out that the country was built on the backs of human slaves who weren't even considered to be human by a significant portion of America's population?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How was school? How was school today, honey?
Worksheet.
So.
And then after not human, 3/5 of a man.
Exactly.
Was that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 3/5 compromise.
We got a messed up history over here in America. Yeah. The worksheet read, guys. Quote. You own a plantation or a farm, and therefore need more workers. You begin to get involved in the slave trade industry and have slaves work on your farm. Your product to trade is slaves.
Oh, God.
Set your price for a slave. The teacher's out there handing out worksheets with questions that should never be answered. There's just no good way to answer that question.
She gives them an F.
Yeah, even if you demanded like all of the classes, corn and wood and
fish.
That's
an unreasonable price.
To trade for it, yeah, it'd still be fucked up. Now, the worksheet continues with like a lazy attempt to curb its wildly inappropriate undertones, reading, "Now, these could be worth a lot. You might want to trade them for items you'd like."
Oh.
Yeah, you think the kid that got the apple had that disclaimer on their worksheet? I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
This school really needs to get in shape, guys. And speaking of getting in shape, today's episode is brought to you by Noom.
Mm.
Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight and rooting out cultural bias in childhood education. It's also about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself, whether that's more stamina to keep up with your busy life, finally getting to those goal genes, or being more in tune with your body's needs. Practicing more self-care. What if you could use just one program for all your health and weight loss needs? No more hunting for training apps or workouts, calorie trackers, clogging up your phone, meal plan bullshit. Mm. Plus, what if I added in a goal specialist and a community membership group to keep you?
You're telling me I could have less apps and I could get more self-care?
That's what I'm saying, Will.
It's sounding a little too good to be true.
Well, guys, it's not. And that's all you got to do is sign up for Noom and you'll find out why. I personally have been a complete piece of shit the last 6 months, but I'm turning things around with Noom.
Six months, huh?
Yeah, it's just six. Maybe you're interested in turning things around too. Maybe you want a higher self-worth, better mood.
You can only remember after 6 months.
Yeah, my memories start.
He hit his head and he can only remember in 6 month chunks.
May of last year. My Noom specialist has helped me remember things and also helped me make healthier decisions in my life, which is huge for me. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses based in psychology. Noom teaches you to do the things you do and arms you with tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones. So they say it's cognitive-based behavioral approach or something like that. I say it just works. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com/hardfactor. That's the URL. It's Noom.com/hardfactor. What do you have to lose? Noom.com/hardfactor to start your free trial today. It's the last weight loss program you'll ever need.
That's right. Get those beach bodies ready because that spring is going to be here before you know it. It's going to be like, you're going to be getting a text like, hey, you ready to plan a beach trip? And then you're going to be like, oh, fuck, I didn't do Noom.
No, I'm not.
You don't want to be that weird guy at the beach who's got his shirt on in the ocean.
We going to the North Pole?
Exactly. Are you all blind?
I want to do spring skiing. You guys ever heard of that? Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
People ski in bikinis in Colorado sometimes. I've seen it.
No, yeah, you can ski all the way through March for people that don't want to go to the beach. All right. Finally, let's take it over to a little bit of a fun one. And like Mark said at the top of the show, 2019 has been a weird year, but that doesn't mean it's all been bad. On the bright side, we have what appears to be a real win-win on our hands in Congress. You see, the House on Wednesday overwhelmingly passed a $738 billion compromise defense policy that would create the Space Force as the newest military service.
It's happening.
Yes.
It's happening. How old do you, what's the age cutoff?
I don't know much about the space. I'm sure that this bill, once they fund it and they have employees, they'll start cooking all that shit up. Okay. So, but space, I don't know.
Yeah. Space Force wipes away all the bad of 2019.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Even if you hate military spending, you have to admit that having a Space Force is just cool to have. Like, we're going to have outer space
how
vehicles.
Do you even, yeah. How would you even set a price on, like, protecting us from the galaxy? Like, that's...
They're going to have to make safe sex practice as part of that training program, because those guys are going to be in it.
Sex in space.
Yeah.
The that's training right. videos, just watch Emmanuel in space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Space Force Captain is now the number one thing for all kids, all boys growing up now. Anyways,
that's right.
And girls.
And girls.
Yes, and
that's
girls.
Right. Equal opportunity Space Force. Anyways, the landslide vote approved the fiscal 2020 National Defense Authorization Act, which also, talk about trade-offs, included parental leave for federal workers, which is great, and a repeal of the military's widow tax. So wins for the Dems as well, not just the Republicans who wanted Space Force. So the widow tax was a policy that essentially financially punished military widows for enrolling in multiple federal assistance programs. That's great to get rid of that, right?
Kick them while they're down.
Hey, look, I don't think the Space Force should be partisan at all. Like, what are we talking about here?
It was viewed. Yeah, it was viewed as we
Trump's
gave up
baby,
the Space Force.
I think that when history tells time, Space Force is not partisan. It's worldly.
Tell you what, Mark,
kicking the Martians' asses. Yeah,
we're not going to be seeing any space Democrats invading anytime soon.
The only thing we need now is deep marine life force,
because
we don't know what's going on.
That's
now.
True. You need that, and also I'd say also so on top of that's right. They got the federal they got rid of the widow's tax. They also got parental leave for federal workers, which is 12 weeks for either parent, the mom or the dad. And of course, Space Force is putting guns on rockets. So that's all pretty good. The only thing you need is legal weed. That would have made 2019.
It's like a 12-week vacation for the men.
Just wait 1 year.
It was all great, and then you got it. Yeah, well, 12 weeks. I mean, that's clearly the best reason to get someone pregnant now.
Yeah.
It's 12 weeks off.
If you work for the feds, yeah. Now you get 12 weeks off if you knock somebody up. So
it's about the amount of time it takes the nether regions to recover after pregnancy, right? 12 weeks, right? I don't know, 6 months, 4 months?
Until it's back in action?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would just keep every year, just pop one out 12 weeks every year.
No, Mark, I'm pretty sure that was the wording of the bill, was that, they need 12 weeks to get the nether regions back in action.
That's what, see, there you go.
Yeah, the restaurant gets shut down for 12 weeks.
You can be off until you're healed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. So the USA.
Give her some heal time.
We're doing some fun stuff in 2019, all right? And that's going to do it for Hard Factor today. Don't forget to catch up with us next week for the Democratic debate. More winners from the Star Spangler Gamblers. And most importantly, have a great fucking day.